Well, we wanted to have a short fellowship this morning on how we all can participate in the burden for Germany that was released in the conference last weekend. We hope that many of us were able to listen to those messages here. And first of all, we wanted to answer the question that's been in the mind of some of the saints, which is, why Germany? Why a burden for Germany? Why not France? Why not England? And we need to realize that this burden for Europe has existed for some time. Even back in the 80s, there was a burden for the Lord's move to spread to Europe. Because, for one thing, Europe will be the center of Antichrist's domain. And it's important for the Lord to have an anti-testimony in that continent. That he could put the enemy to shame.
Amen.
In spite of all that he does.
Amen.
There are still golden lampstands shining in Europe.
Amen.
So even in the 80s, there was some testimonies in Germany raised up. And there were a number of lampstands in that country. And then the Lord opened up Russia. So the Lord's move was redirected at that time from Europe to Russia. And we all know what a blessing there has been in Russia.
Amen.
Today there are almost 200 lampstands in that country.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Lord's move. The Lord needs a testimony all over the earth, especially in Europe. However, in the late 80s, the enemy raised up a rebellion. That rebellion was not only in the United States, but also in Germany. And all the lampstands in Germany were lost. All the saints there were dispersed, and the Lord's testimony was severely damaged in Europe. So temporarily, the enemy thinks that he got a victory there. But hallelujah, the Lord's move is going back to Germany.
Amen.
So we all realize that in the last couple years, a number of refugees have been released from Syria and other Middle Eastern countries and have gone mainly to Germany. Amazingly, Germany opened her doors to all these refugees. Most of the other countries are resisting the inflow of refugees, but Germany welcomed them. So most of the refugees ended up in Germany. And we realize that this is a world situation that we need to respond to. It's a world situation we need to cooperate with the Lord for his move. The world situation is the context in which God moves on the earth.
Amen.
Throughout history, the world situation has always been an indicator of how the Lord would move. So today, we need to read the situation. We need to realize why God opened up this refugee crisis. Why is Germany now saturated with so many refugees? This is none other than the Lord's arrangement for his move in Europe.
Amen.
So originally, our burden was mainly to preach the gospel to these refugees. These people could have no hope of hearing the gospel when they were trapped in their countries. There was no way to preach the gospel in Syria, no way to preach the gospel in Iran. Now all the people have come out of those places and are congregated in Germany. Why are they there? They're there to hear the gospel.
Amen.
So our initial burden was to preach the gospel to them. And last year there were a number of gospel trips, and many of these refugees were saved.
Amen.
And many of them came into the church life in Germany.
Amen.
So originally, our burden was to preach the gospel to them, but now the burden is shifting. The burden is shifting to perfect these refugees. They've been saved, they've been baptized, but they are ignorant of the truth, and they are not able to shepherd others in their country. So they need to be perfected.
Amen.
So we have a burden now, particularly, to perfect some of these refugees, the ones that are more promising, the ones that are more gifted, that they could be perfected to go back to their country and preach the gospel there.
Amen.
And raise up lampstands there.
Amen.
There's also an opening on the campuses. In the past, the German campuses, the students on the German campuses have been very closed. They've not been open to hear the gospel. They've not been interested. But miraculously, today, the students on the German campuses are open to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Open to hear the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
So we need to also move according to this situation. So I'm going to read a little bit from a recent report on Germany. It says that starting in February, this is from the co-workers, we propose that at any given time there would be 5 campus workers in each of the 4 main cities in Germany who can remain a minimum of 1 month to continue the work of the FTTA trainees and to help raise up a model of gaining remaining fruit on the campus. We need full-timers who are trained, have the experience needed, and are already fruitful on the campuses where they now serve. And if any saints in this category can already speak some German, that would be especially valuable. This work has already begun. There's already a gospel trip to the campuses in Germany this month, and this will continue for the next several months and will end in July. So there may be some among us here that have served on the campuses and have experience in preaching the gospel and working on the campuses. So anyone in this category would be especially valuable in Germany. Right now, the students are open. They want to hear the truth. We need some to go. It'd be wonderful if some from Bellevue could go. Some of us here have served on the campuses. Some of us here could take 4 or 5 weeks to visit the campuses in Germany. If you're interested, we've passed out some information that will tell you how you can register for these trips and when they're going to be. As I mentioned, there's also the burden to perfect the new ones. In the 4 major cities, there are countless active, newly saved and baptized ones who are meeting together with us and need further care. We sense that our time with them is limited, and the need is urgent that we would perfect these new ones in the practice of the church life in the God-ordained way. Many of these will be sent back to their own country, or many of them may be sent to other cities in Germany to be assimilated into the German culture. So the window of opportunity is closing. So there's an urgent need for some of us to go to perfect these ones. Matthew 24:14 tells us, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole inhabited earth for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. It may be the wisdom of God to bring so many out of their nations to Germany so they can be saved and perfected in the church life and then sent back to their country to spread the gospel of the kingdom in their homeland. For this, they need to be perfected. In order to carry out this particular work of perfecting these ones, we need teams of trained and burdened saints to come for another series of perfecting trips. This is a very particular work, carried out not through big meetings, but carried out through personal, one-on-one perfecting contact. We propose that at any given time there would be 10 participants in each of the four cities who can remain a minimum of 1 month to carry out this one-on-one perfecting. This particular work will require saints who are trained in the FTT or FTTMA, the Middle Age training, who actually have the skill of perfecting others. We are planning 6 perfecting trips beginning, which already began on January 28th, and will continue through July 22nd. So this is another way that we can participate in the move, God's move in Germany. For this need, applicants must be between the ages of 25 and 65 years old. All participants must have a burden for this kind of one-on-one perfecting and have experience that indicates a willingness and ability to coordinate with others. All participants must be able to remain in Germany for at least 5 weeks. And you can apply through the website that's listed on your handout. Finally, there's a third way we can participate, and then Atsuo will share a couple other ways. One, this third way is that we can, of course, pray, but also give money in order for the purchase of Recovery Version New Testaments. So there will be a mass distribution of the Bible in Europe following the ITERO this autumn in October. So the brothers would like hundreds of thousands of Bibles to be distributed in Germany and also in the rest of Europe. So there will be 8 centers for distributing Bibles. One of these centers is in Germany, and Brother Joe Davis said that the Germans are the most responsive to the Bible distribution. 30% to 70% of them that receive a Bible want further contact. And this is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation in Germany. So the Germans are particularly open to hear about the Bible, especially to receive a Bible that they can understand. So we believe this is a sovereign time for us to distribute Bibles in Europe and particularly in Germany. So we all can donate money for the purchase of Bibles, the more the better. Hundreds of thousands the brothers are asking for. And we know that when we donated in the past, I think it was for the Olympics in England, the brothers received about $2 million for the purchase of Bibles and distribution at the Olympics. And that was a great move of the Lord then. So today we have the same opportunity to give for the purchase of Bibles for distributing in Europe. Amen. Now Brother Atsuo will share a couple other ways that we can participate.
Well, I think I'll say just a little more, continuing what Dexter began about why our burden is for Germany. But I think it's really remarkable what's happened. You know, some of you know I got to go earlier last year to help with some of the labor with the refugees. Went to Greece for a few weeks. They were just streaming out of Syria and some of the other Middle Eastern countries. But it was the most amazing thing that Germany had opened its borders. The leadership, Angela Merkel, raised up and the decisions made. It was unthinkable. Why? But all the other countries will take a few thousand, will take, or no, keep them out. But Germany opened her borders. This had to be something of the Lord. And people, analysts have said, well, politically this and there were these reasons. Well, for whatever reason, we know the throne decided this was the time. So we have to respond to this world situation. It's the same as Russia. Some of us that grew up during the Cold War, the Berlin Wall to fall, the Soviet Union overnight to be dissolved. How could that happen? God just said, it's time. Russia is time. It's time. And and his goal, his view, is to bring in the kingdom.
Amen.
That is his goal. It's not anything political. That's his goal. And his heart was, at that time, you consider all of his people in Russia that were gained. The testimony, the lampstands that are raised up. If you've met some of these Russian brothers, you just are just so, just overwhelmed. It's the same in Germany and Europe. The Lord has his sheep there. This is the burden. The shepherd wants his sheep to be gained, to be rescued, to be saved, to be brought into the riches of the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Don't you believe this is the real heart of what the Lord is doing? He is opening up Europe.
Amen.
And he's starting with Germany. And he must start with Germany because of the history that Dexter mentioned. And also, the Lord, very practically, you realize that in Europe, Germany is a crucial country to be gained. It's the fourth largest economy in the entire world. I believe by population, it's the largest single country in Europe. And again, economically, it's the largest and also the most influential. If you've been there, it's a completely modern country. If you go to other countries, it's not that way. But anyway, the Lord is really directing us in this way. So our participation, I believe, is to match what the throne is doing. So very practically, Dexter mentioned the ways that we could participate. And I also want to cover two other ways to participate. And the five-week gospel trips, that's part of our going. But then there needs to be some who go in a permanent way, a much more permanent way. And that is to emigrate to Europe. Of course, the numbers who can do that are much fewer, but there is a burden that there could be some that would go there, and it's really the focus for the rest of 2017 and beyond. And this is needed for the practical strengthening and building up of the local churches in six key cities in Germany. Now this is, I'm reading from the last paragraph of the handout that the brothers gave out. There are several categories for potential immigrating ones. Current full-time serving ones, experienced campus workers, and students, those who are self-employed or taking secular jobs, and retirees who are able to support themselves. And what they would do is that they would go and they would live to the Lord there.
Amen.
See, our going is not as a campaign. Our going in all these ways, our giving, this is our living to the Lord. And so we need some to go to Europe and just be planted there and just live there. You know, when I was in Greece, I met some of the saints. Some of you know Ron and Julian Jones from Spokane. They were just there. And I knew them when they were in Spokane, this couple. They were involved with the young people, just a couple in the church life there. And they got the burden to go to Greece. The Lord put that in them, and they are there, just there living. And they have a day-to-day living. They're just living to the Lord. And I remember Ron saying, I don't know what we're doing, if we're doing any good, if we're doing any, you know, benefit. But they were just there as a seed planted, and they had moved there by faith, and they lived there, and they were Well, he did say he was quite enjoying the Greek food. But he said he didn't know the food was that good. So he didn't have that motive when he went. He was just there. But standing back from what I could see, I could tell we could not have been in Greece unless that couple had been there. They just didn't think they were doing that much, but the Lord was with them. They just lived. They just lived the Lord, and they just had a life there with the Greeks. And that's what we need, some to go there, just as a student. Sister, some of you know Joy Clark. She is the same age as my daughter, Naomi. You know Joy, right? So they're companions, Lynn and Naomi and Joy. They're just a group of sisters. They all kind of grew up in the church life together. She went as a student, I believe in high school, she went there. And she went as an exchange student, and she is still there. She got her college education through there. She might even be working on a graduate degree there now, maybe her PhD. Anyway, she is fluent in German, and she just went there. This is the sort of thing. And the education there is excellent, and I think that it's free. Or it's very, very low cost to be a student. The government encourages students to come to Germany to study. That's another way we could go. Some of us have jobs. Billy Lynn is there working for the city, this company in Microsoft, in Redmond. He's a Redmond employee. He works for Microsoft, but he's virtual there. There are many opportunities, so Billy and Tammy Lynn are there. Burden is that more would go. Overall, from the United States, we believe that particularly we are here in the United States for the Lord's recovery. The resources, the stability, the relative just ability that is here in the United States affords us a way that other countries don't have. So the burden is that 70 brothers and sisters would actually go to Germany and live there in all the ways that we just mentioned. From North America. Yeah, including Canada. But living there, studying there, working there, those are the ways that we believe need to be taken by at least 70 saints from North America. And the brothers, the co-workers, divided up North America, and we are part of the Northwest plus Western Canada. And the feeling is that 10 saints from Northwest and Western Canada would go in this way to Germany. So please take this to the Lord and pray. All of us, we need to pray for sure. Tuesday night, the prayer for this was quite good. I would encourage us all, come to the prayer meeting to pray, to be in this move. So that's certainly our first participation that everyone in this room can participate in. Praying in some fashion with yourself on Tuesday with the saints. But then there's also the matter of giving, as Dexter mentioned. The most urgent is the matter of giving for the Bible distribution. The point is, as much comes in is how much can be published, sent to the publisher, and the deadline for that is this month. So that's probably the most urgent of all the fellowship, the giving that would be happening for the Bibles. It needs to be this month. And then the going, the gospel trips, the follow-up that Dexter mentioned, the 6 trips, 5 weeks each, and then ultimately this going in a way of immigration. So we would really hope that we'd participate in the church in Bellevue in all of these ways, in the prayer, in the giving, and in the going, the gospel strengthening trips, the shepherding trips, and then even as far as immigrating to Germany. Please pray for this matter. And we're actually following the pattern of the saints in Taiwan. They all picked up a burden for one of the 6 cities. So we were thinking that perhaps in Bellevue, we might pick up a burden for one of these 6 key cities in Germany. I can't remember them all, but they're Berlin and Dusseldorf and Frankfurt and Stuttgart and Hamburg and, anyway, what's that? Munich? Okay, so there's 6. So please pray for these matters. And the final thing I would mention is that along this line, the brothers who have been in Russia, mentioned that a great help to what the Lord did in Russia came from churches and individuals who bought houses near key campuses. They purchased real estate. They bought a house, and they just offered it to the work there so that saints could live there, teams that visited could use that and stay there. And I'm telling you, when you go on a gospel trip, like we went to Greece, you need a place to stay. You need a place to eat, and you need a place to fellowship. You just are there living. Or if you immigrate, you obviously need a place to stay. So what we are considering doing is have churches or saints actually purchase property, a house near these key campuses. Benson said that right now, about 500,000 euro could purchase an adequate facility near one of these campuses. So this is an area that we can give, and we'll have more fellowship about, but even as individuals, we'd ask you to consider, is this something to participate in? So what you have here in your hand is a summary of these points that we've covered, and the websites with more information, the links are shown on here. So in summary, certainly to pray, and in terms of time, urgency, and priority, it's the giving for the Bible distribution. That's the first and most urgent. Second is the participation in these five-week visits that Dexter touched on. And then finally is the matter of actually going in the way of immigration. So please, let's pray for these matters. And if you are planning, if there is some feeling to go, there's also going to be training for those who immigrate to Europe. Yes? March. It's actually by the spring itero. And certainly there'll be more opportunities to give. I think they would still take it even after that. But the point is, as much as comes in this month, they can really request the bulk publication for